Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
DMV summers are no joke. The heat, the humidity, the beltway at 5 p.m. AC season is here, and your car needs to keep up. Rota is the DMV's most trusted auto shop with over 1,000 five-star Google reviews. From AC checks to oil changes to detailing, we keep your car ready with no hidden fees and no pressure. Plus, free valet pickup and drop-off, so you don't have to lift a finger. Book at rota.com and save 20% on maintenance, repairs, or detailing with code POD20.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition.
Why?
Of the High Hopes Podcast. Stop it. Stop doing it. Enough. All right. We love bits. We are the bit podcast. Jack's life is a bit. Jack had a son for the bit of it. Stop it. Enough with the freaking awesome home runs and losing the games. Like, I'm so freaking sick of it. It's the worst bit ever, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
Well, and also, I got to deal with, you know, obviously, my son is my favorite thing in the entire world. And I got to watch Taiwan Walker have, like, an 8 ERA in the second half. So, like...
it's funny you brought that up. I actually took a picture of your tweet.
I know.
Yeah, here it is. Walker simply cannot start a playoff game at this point. Like, tough for your kid, man.
Yeah,
like, well, calling him out.
It's all about accountability.
Media and whatnot. I mean,
when he's pitching for the Phillies and I'm hosting on WIP and he is a liability,
and you have to talk crap
on
Walker.
Yeah, yeah. Kid doesn't have it. Maybe it's parents. Maybe his parents don't have the clutch gene.
Man.
Although I was 2-0 in the high school playoffs, so like, I think my clutch gene would translate down.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Our clutch genes DNA that gets.
It's a great question.
Like, does it work?
I mean, I'd have to hang out with Bryce's dad and see how clutch he is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we know Bryce is. So.
Well, I mean, he's turning into the most clutch athlete the city's ever seen.
It's on it, like, no joke. I mean, I think he already has more clutch home runs than anyone I've ever watched in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah.
Like, right?
I mean,
Ryan Howard had...
Rollins had a lot of clutch
Rollins
moments.
Rollins had moments. But just pure clutch home runs. End of sentence. Like, I don't ever remember a dude who does it as often.
Well, Schmitty never had a clutch home run. just take this podcast back to the 1980s.
The thrill
this guy
of,
ever going to have a big home run?
The thrill of winning and the agony of reading about in the paper, baby.
Yeah. Schmitty! It's wild. It's just, I want them to stop doing that. I'm at the point now where just lose. Like, it just...
Well, I mean, it's
the hope that kills you.
Well, and that's the funny part is, like, it's actually, like, coinciding with the actual worst Phillies bit, the September bit. You know? So it's like, it's almost like making the September bit even worse than it already has been.
But here's where I'm at, is that hopefully, much like last year, our pain and agony and meltdownness and... Just sheer, dude, I gave myself a headache the other night.
I'll bet you did. Like, I believe that to my core, buddy.
Gave myself a headache the other night because I just, it's like, just stop doing it. Like,
Jack
just stop doing it.
For people not in the room, which is everybody, Jack literally was like shaking. I could feel the anger emanating off you.
I don't, like, again, this is why we talked about at the beginning of September is that I don't want to watch this month of baseball.
Fast forward.
That was
our official position.
And I swear to God, I don't remember one game from September last year outside of like the Cubs sweep.
And the 6 2/3 perfect. That's it.
But I do, and I remember Schwarber.
Well, actually, that's October. I'm sorry. I keep saying that's October. So the September thing, like, they've really never gotten past
that. I just black out September. I don't know what happens in September. Like Schwarber had a home run in the second game of the Nationals series where they lost game one, which was inexcusable at the time.
Yeah.
That's it. Like that and losing the Cubs series. I don't know what happened in September of last year because it's just I can't physically sit here and they're gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna make the playoffs. It's just like you don't have to make it. This excruciating. Think about the six games before yesterday, okay? the Friday night against Marlins, they blew a two-run lead. Mm-hmm. Nola tried to blow it Saturday. They blew a two-run lead Sunday. They blew a Harper home run Monday. They almost lost game two. And then they blew the Turner home run yesterday.
They blew a Turner and Harper home run the same game on Monday or whatever it was, right? Was that Monday, the one where they...
But game one, whatever the day
game one. Remember, Turner hit the homer to get it close, and then Harper...
Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it's...
But think about... And this is why, you know, again, like, it, people that say that baseball is boring, like, just don't really care. Because, like, how... Like, I don't know how you, as a supposed Phillies fan... aren't just like dying, and it's like it's just awful. They've lost 5 of 7 home games.
Well,
that's what makes it even worse. They're doing this at home.
The most annoying part is the point that, like, remember in 2020 when we talked so much about like what it must feel like for the players when they see those guys running in from the bullpen and you have a lead and Harper's just like, all right, well, that was fun. It's like now when they hit a clutch home run to tie the game or take the lead late, it's like...
They don't even celebrate it
anymore.
It's
the same feeling exactly like Bryce Sutton knows. He's like, wow, that was a cool moment. It won't mean anything in an hour.
I mean, think about how many... Again, they've blown 5 of these in a month.
it's just like,
again, it's the worst. And I brought this up on the final out, and I brought this up on... Obviously, I tweeted it. But, like, imagine if they blew Bedlam at the Bank. Like, imagine if that would that happen, we lose the biggest home run in Phillies history because they can't hold a lead in the ninth.
Yeah,
like, it changes the course of the franchise.
It does.
I mean, no one brings up the Schwarber home run in Game 6 besides me when I'm trying to prove a point. like the Schwarber home run in Game 6 is an all time moment that never gets brought up.
You're
because
right.
They lost.
Yeah,
you know, like the JT home run in Game 1 of the World Series.
Yeah.
Which again, given his recent performances with runners in scoring position and in clutch moments, shocked that it happened.
It was in Houston.
It was in Houston.
So, you know.
Best player in baseball on the road.
just saying, man.
How many bits do we have?
I know.
When I said, when I first uttered the sentence, life's a bit, right? I didn't think it was going to turn into every freaking thing they do is bit. I mean, it's all bits. They're just, all they do is bits. And they're so freaking consistent with them, which I appreciate. But they're also the worst, man. They're the worst. Anyway, but like you know, like the JT home run, if they win that World Series, like that's one, it's an all-time moment.
No doubt.
So the fact that they were able to survive Bedlam at the Bank and didn't ruin one of the best moments in the history of the franchise, I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, you're right. It is a shock. In hindsight, it is
hindsight being 2020, it's one of the bigger shocks. It's up there with Falls winning the Super Bowl.
You know what's funny? You're right. It's right there. When I think about last year, honestly.
Are we handling this well?
No. No. We're doing really, really,
really bad.
Yeah,
like, but really bad.
The funny thing is honestly, the only thing I remember of last September is the Brewers losing. Like, that's what I remember.
I was watching Brewers games like they were Phillies
every
games.
Night and being like, thank you, Brewers, because we suck right now. And the only reason we have a chance is because of you guys.
I just can't believe.
By the way, thank you, Cubs, recently.
Yeah, I mean, Rockies. Go Rockies.
Go Rockies.
I just.
Those dangerous. You don't want to play the Rockies. You don't want to play the Rockies in September,
course.
Actually. Yeah, and the course in September is a bad place to be.
It is, dude. I mean, thank God.
I know.
It's usually my base. I know that. I've seen that. Yeah. I know you're paying Cubs fans.
I know.
And I've seen that roller coaster a million times. don't like it. Don't want it. Don't like it. It's just, I can't believe how similar this year is to last year. I mean,
it's a carbon copy.
Six
the
games
slow
under 500.
The actual like record in June being like heading into June like almost exactly the same. The June thing,
Bryce being hurt. Yeah.
It's like it's actually crazy.
Now the only difference is August. I mean, August was unbelievable. We did not have that last year.
But they had June last year. Remember, they won like 10 straight in June.
Yeah,
it was kind of like a similar type. It wasn't. I mean, the August this year is. Legitimately maybe the greatest regular season month of Phillies baseball in my lifetime. When you take everything, the magic and the love affair and the ovations and the tray, like it's as good a regular season month as we've ever
had. It translated over.
But it does kind of match that June run and they got going and stuff. It's a carbon copy, man. It's insane. It is so weird.
It's, again.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, you're right. Respect.
Yeah.
It's a good job. All right, I want to get into some specific stuff, but first.
Do you?
Like, yeah, I do. I do. Are you all right with that?
Yes, I do.
Can we talk about your slander of your... I mean, Taiwan, can we talk about that?
Yes.
Let's get to the most important thing right now. The far more exciting thing than watching the Phillies play baseball...
Is watching a Ryan Kirk-ing and Tyler Redding?
is hanging with us to watch the Phillies play baseball.
Hold on. We're being pros?
Yes.
We're doing this early in the podcast?
Tomorrow night, man. It's tomorrow night at Liberty Grounds in Brewerytown. This place is awesome. Jack's buddies own it. It's going to be a freaking blast. We have a mini golf. Is it full? I saw the last few. Was one spot left.
I'm assuming it is,
but the full mini golf tournament is full. Winner of that's going to get Phillies tickets, but we're all going to be hanging out. There's all kinds of games there. The Phillies Cardinals tomorrow night, which, you know, maybe they'll win.
Well, it's freaking Aaron on the mound with, like, it's a huge moment.
Of course it is. I feel like with the watch parties, we get Nola an obnoxious amount.
We are addicted to getting Nola. Yeah. So it's Nola, but it is, I mean, Zach Thompson, he's been all right. So, like, Nola in a big spot where everyone's on edge and we're all hanging out.
Yeah, because they don't play today, so it's like coming off that Braves.
What's that sound like?
It sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun drinking Miller Lights, all right?
You know what it sounds like? Yeah. It sounds like everything up to 8:15 is going to be a party, and then once the game starts, all right, this is good. We got to lock in.
Yeah, we'll lock in, and we're going to hang. It's gonna look, these events are the best. This is why our favorite part of the pod is hanging with the community that has become a part of this pod. So if you're anywhere near the city coming out, in the city, by the way, thank you, everyone involved. I can't wait. A Friday night, I'm going to be bringing it. I'm going to nap during the day.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I'm going to be napping.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a nap. Jack, yeah, it's a problem for everybody, actually. You know what it's like when I bring it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, normally it's a freaking weeknight, and I got to wake up at 3 o'clock the next morning. Guess what, boys, girls? I'm bringing it. So get ready for full-on Celts on Friday night. Tomorrow night, coming out with us, it's going to be awesome. Miller Lights for Phil's win. Celebrate responsibly. All right, Fritzy. Let's get to the pitching to start. Thompson on with the morning show didn't say specifically what the order would be or that it was definitive, but Joe asked him, is it fair to assume that Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and Taiwan will be your four for the playoffs? And he said, yeah, I think so. You know, he didn't say it definitively, but he did say, I think that's going to be the four. I mean, you made it clear, obviously, all jokes aside, that Taiwan Walker absolutely cannot be in the starting rotation.
Start.
And I couldn't agree. I mean, Christopher Sanchez should be starting the fourth playoff game if they get to that second round. Talk about it.
Yeah. Well, first thing I want to bring up, and I was going to save this for the take bag, but I'm glad that you brought it up now. I would like, this is a personal attack and something that I need to stop. I need Joe freaking the camera to, there's three things that pissed me off with Joe.
It's fair.
In the last couple days.
I'm not going to defend my guy here.
The first is, don't ask a leading question about the starting rotation.
He literally asked it like, hey, are these your guys?
Why can't we just say, what's your starting rotation?
Yeah,
and
right?
Then we can get a chance to answer.
The
question about the Braves celebrating, giving them bulletin board material and have them celebrating even more last night.
Didn't love it.
Don't need that.
Didn't love it.
And then today he does his, I'm already looking at clinch dates.
I know. If he's like, they're going to make the playoffs. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. It's like, dude, shut up.
Yeah. Just
shut up.
Yeah. I realized this about myself, James. You know, we're all big on looking deep inside.
Yeah, growth mindset.
Growth mindset. Yes. And really starting to find yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because I think for most of your 20s, you're putting on a facade.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out who you are. I've said this before. I'm a big believer.
You're still trying to figure out who you are at 47.
I think the most important thing for human beings is figuring out who you are and being comfortable in your own skin. I think it's the most important thing.
Don't start crying.
Like, if I could impart one thing to Zoe in life, I want to feel comfortable in her own skin. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
There you go. I'm just hammering home the point.
What a philosophical moment.
If you're going to call me old all the time, at least let me share a little wisdom.
Yes, thank you. Your voice is too high to give good wisdom.
You're not wrong, buddy. You ain't wrong.
I need a deep voice for wisdom.
That's fair.
Jack. Yes, exactly right.
Jack.
Son. Maybe work in a son.
I should work a son.
You should work in a son. But if you ever call me son,
I'll... Listen, I know. Can you imagine? Listen, son.
Son, sit down. Yeah.
hop on my knees, son.
Yeah, let me just tell you a little bit about life. So I realized about myself.
Yes.
And maybe everyone listening is going to say, hey, Jack, we knew that.
I feel very confident that's where this is heading.
I didn't know it, okay? But what I've learned about myself, specifically in September,
okay,
is I am not the man to lead a fan base through a 162-game season and tell you everything is okay. because I am just dying inside.
I know.
Every day, I don't want to watch them. That's as simple as I can make it. It's like, I love them. I hate this. And I can't keep it together because I have in the back of my head of like, if they collapse again, I won't be able to deal with it. So I'm finding who I am. I am who I am.
Yeah.
I am a smart baseball fan.
Mm-hmm. You agree?
I can't, like, the big picture stuff can't do when I'm watching what I'm watching.
I know, buddy. Yes. So, your original assumption was correct. Every single person listening is like, yeah, Jack.
We know that. Okay. I'm glad everyone's
not breaking news.
I'm glad everyone's laughing at the clown.
Sad clown. Yeah. Sad, yes. The sad. Tears of a clown.
I am sitting here. I am sitting here with makeup on and awake.
No, you're like Joaquin Phoenix. Makeup on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Through tears. Yep.
Yeah. I feel you, buddy.
They're fine.
They're
fine.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Okay. I think.
They're going to make
the playoffs. I feel really good about them.
Although,
with tiebreakers, they have a 5.5 game lead with like 16 to play.
Yeah. So basically, I was reading. Bob Wankel has a new newsletter out, which I'm a big
Bob's
fan of.
Bob's great. Love Bob. If you don't follow Bob, you should.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal at what he does. The one thing as we're going into this, they do, other than the Marlins and the Giants who are at the bottom of the wild card rankings right now, they do have the tiebreaker over the other teams. Like, the Cubs are a game and a half up, but they're 2.5 up because they have the tiebreaker. They have the tiebreaker for the Diamondbacks, tiebreaker for the Reds.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. So, and this is again, as we are trying to find ourselves here, on this podcast, what I got so comfortable with
mm-hmm.
when the Phillies were losing all the time
mm-hmm.
was not having to figure out math and magic numbers what a team has to go versus. So now I rely on everyone else to do that.
You know,
for
you just
me.
Follow like Dan Wilson's Twitter.
Exactly.
Or somebody. Yes, I get
exactly.
it. Dan's very good about daily updating us on the magic numbers.
Correct.
Yes.
So in Bob's newsletter today, so they have a 96% chance to make the playoffs according to Fangraphs, which I hate. I don't want any more.
Dude, Jack.
I hate
Jack.
Them.
Okay, Jack. Really quickly, I'm gonna. I hate it so much. Like, when we're in freaking June, they're like, whoa, they have a 73%. Like, go bleep yourself. All right?
Well, which bothers you more, that or win probability?
Honestly, that.
I think I hate win probability
more. I don't know.
More.
They're really close. They're the same idea. It's the same freaking idea. It's telling us a probability that means absolutely nothing.
Hold on. I got one worse.
Like, expected.
Hit probability yes. on the Apple TV broadcast.
No, you're right.
How can you tell me if it's a hit?
That was a 714 average on that ball. He hit it right to the center fielder. What are you talking about? Great point. That is the absolute worst.
We are turning into such boomers, man.
I know.
Such
this is a real
boomers.
Boomer pod for us.
We've turned, man.
Yeah.
Boomers are right most of the time about baseball.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, we discussed this, but I believe Walker must be too. I don't know if his is the same.
My Walker?
Your Walker, yes.
Okay.
Zoe is Generation Alpha. So
I think Walk's Generation Alpha.
Okay,
though.
If I can't be Generation Alpha, I don't want to be anything else.
It's a good
like,
name.
That's the one. Like, we missed out. Like, Generation Alpha is the generation to be because that is bad.
Are you technically a millennial?
Yeah, so I'm like
which
right on
which is a joke. Like, millennials are 33 and below.
Yeah, I'm not a millennial. But technically, so they say, like, it's one of those things where the what they say millennials is like, it's like from like late 1981, I'm born in September of 81, I'm like right on the freaking line of what they say it is. It's like 1981, 1982, you see someplace, whatever, I'm right on the line.
Well, if you ask anyone over 60, millennials are 25 to 32.
Yes, exactly. I was supposed to be Generation Y, and then it just went away. Like, we were Generation Y for like a half second, because I was X, and then it was Y, and then millennials. But...
And now they brought back Gen X?
No, yeah, well, Gen X is still there, I believe, yes.
Well, that's the one below me, I believe.
You're a millennial. Yes.
Yeah.
It goes Gen X, millennials. There used to be a Y in between, and I don't know what happened to it.
Okay. That's good.
So I was Y for a moment. Why?
I often ask why.
Why? That's the real question here is why. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Good,
right.
Good point.
So
okay.
back to
what we were saying.
Back to the
Generation Alpha, the real winner, is my take.
Back to what would have to happen for them to miss playoffs. So the Phils go 7-9 the rest of the way. Don't do that either. Like, again.
No, I know. Well, like,
I'm not even asking for I don't need a win out. Just
no.
10 and
You know what? You know what?
10-6.
You know, it's
9-7.
Like, the Mets being out of it and us having like 7 games or whatever
it is.
No,
it's the worst. Yeah.
It's like, you just know. Like, I'm dreading those games more than any other games this season.
The Diamondbacks and the Reds would have to go 11-4 if the Phillies go 7-9 to jump them.
Okay.
And the Marlins and Giants would have to go 11-5.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Yes.
Very good about that.
But, like, we don't have to make this so hard.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Win 10 games, and let's not even, like, discuss this anymore,
yes.
Okay?
Yes. And stop discussing clinch dates. Although, High Hopes Night would be a fun one.
Wouldn't that be pretty cool? By the way, High Hopes Night.
Yeah, we got so much.
Next Saturday. So, tomorrow night, Liberty Grounds coming out with us in the city. Then, next Saturday, 4 o'clock game. I think we're going to be there, like, 2 or 2:35.
See, here's my thing.
Yes.
Why the 5?
It's a great point.
Like, we'll be there at 2:30.
Yeah. Honestly, we're going to be there like 2:15, I'm sure. Like,
what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
2:35?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, coming out, my birthday weekend. Shout out to me. Going to be like 7,000 years old, which is really nice. Yes.
Happy 50th
on
birthday.
On Monday, the 25th. Yes. Yes. Almost 50. Let's go with that.
Happy 50.
I'm basically, thanks, buddy.
And
it's a big birthday.
And we'll be picking the city up after the Eagles are 1-1.
That's right. Yes.
Just kidding.
Well, what's funny is actually we will have 2 High Hopes events before the Eagles play their next game.
That's a lot of High Hopes.
I know.
It's a lot of High Hopes. And then, buddy, I'm not saying it. I'm just kidding. Move on.
Okay. Yeah, don't say it.
Well, because I started thinking about
what? I know you're thinking. I know the amazing time we had last year. Let's hope we have amazing times again this year.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
But.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. The pitching.
let's get back to the pitching. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are we doing? It's a good podcast. All right,
here's what I'm going to say. It's a high hope spot. I'll tell you that. Here's what I'll say. How, and you know, again, it was a leading question. And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Terrible answer. Terrible job.
Terrible job all around. But how real do you think that answer is? Like, because I do think that, you know, between the contract, between the fact that he can't pitch out of the bullpen, like, as much as that was so close.
Right off the front.
Yeah, it was tough. Jack threw his coffee cup and missed the trash can. It was honestly a little embarrassing.
I wouldn't say miss. I'd say
you front-rimmed it. You front-rimmed it.
That's not a miss. I think miss means left to right.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, sure. Did it go in or no? Okay, I'm just trying to get it. Yeah. Do you think, no matter what we think, do you think, I mean, because look, Sanchez is being taken out of the rotation already. Like, it's going to be Walker as the 4 starter, right? Like, despite what we want, like, do you believe Rob Thompson yesterday is what I'm saying?
I do not.
Wow.
No.
Okay,
I don't. There's
why?
Just no way. Like, I'd be floored. The guy's, he damn near has a 6 ERA in his last 6 starts.
He's been horrible.
Like, just.
I mean, the guy has to go on Twitter every game and thank his teammates for picking him up.
Well, and the
which is nice, but it's like, I feel like it's happening all the time. It's like, all right, we get it, dude. Yeah. You stunk.
It's like when Carson was like, I'll be better. You know what I mean? And then never was.
Wow, a Carson compare. That is tough.
Well, it is. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like every press conference. Like,
I wish he was throwing darts like Carson was shooting darts, right?
You can't put him out there. I mean, he's not, unless, again, he could go.
Mop-up duty. He could be Kyle Gibson.
By the way,
Dylan Covey's done a decent job mop of duty, by the way.
Dylan Covey's not bad.
He's not bad. Dude, I had that. I was thinking that last night. I was like, you know what? He's not good, but for this role, like.
He's just a mop-up
guy.
He's fine. So, I guess my thing with Tyon Walker is, you know, last year they were so good about, you know, we're going to get rid of Didi because Stott's here, and we're going to get rid of Familia because we have other guys, and we're not going to do this whole pedigree nonsense because Girardi was so obsessed with pedigree. This guy's been here, back of the baseball card, yada, yada, yada. There's just, I know you paid him a ton of money. I get it. It's looking like a mistake. But Chris Sanchez has been your second best starter.
He's been great,
like,
man.
You can't not. So I think their reasoning is, well, he can pitch out of the bullpen. I don't care. I need a guy who can start the
game. You already have enough guys on the ball. When are you going to Chris Sanchez in a game where you can't find someone else? You also have Michael Lorenzen, who could do the exact same thing out of the bullpen.
Exactly. And Tyon Walker can't. Fine. I don't even need him near a mound. Like, I'm sorry. I don't need him near the mound.
Look, Gibson was on the playoff roster last year, or at least the first round. And
he got
pitched
a ring.
Yeah, he got a ring. And he pitched it when it was like that. They were down a bunch. You know, like, that's fine. You need someone to pitch in that spot.
It's just, I was, now I think, if you just said who's your 4 starter, I think he would be more like, yeah, it's probably between Taiwan and Chris at this point. But Chris has been really good. Like, last night was really good. Besides,
he had 10 freaking strikeouts,
I know.
First inning was rough, and then he just settled in, and he was really good again.
He had some bleeders that fell in,
yeah.
Whatever. Like, he was really good.
He's just good. He's been good. To your point, he has been the Philly's second-best pitcher this year. Period.
Like,
end of sentence.
Nola's better on pedigree and,
sure,
and stuff.
And
but
Ranger's
like,
better on I trust him more in a big spot because I've seen him, you know, the heartbeat and all that. But, like, it is unequivocal that Sanchez has produced the second best of the starters.
Although, Ranger's back.
I've been saying the whole time, like, even when he was struggling, like, I trust Ranger in my playoff rotation. I just do after last year.
I wonder if things go the way they might be going down the stretch here, I wonder if they'd start Ranger game two.
Well, I wonder, too, if it's a situation of, do you start Ranger in game two if you're down one? Do you start Nolan game two if you're up one? You know what I mean? Because I
don't know what you mean, because I don't know. I'm not looking ahead. I'm taking this one day at a
time.
Good point.
All I'll say is if, perchance, the Phillies were to make the playoffs, and if, perchance, they were in the wild card series.
They probably have a 5% chance to make the playoffs.
It's a good point.
I don't want people to get ahead of themselves.
It's a good point. We should look up those numbers because they're very accurate.
I agree.
Yeah. Hard to argue with. But like, if I'm down 0-1, I can't have Aaron Nola starting that game. Like, personally, like, if my season's on the line,
yeah,
like, it has to be Ranger.
That's
like,
funny.
If I'm a fan, like, it has to be.
Yeah, that's funny. It's good. It's a funny way to look at it.
I know,
but it's probably accurate. I don't really believe him. I think things can change, and I think that, you know, if Taiwan ends the season last, he's probably got what, two starts left.
Two or three, yeah.
And it's, you know, more of the same, four earned. He hit two batters the other day and walked three. And, like, come on. Anyway, if it's more of that stuff and Sanchez goes out and is just fine again, like, I just, you can't, like, it's something that I think they get crushed for. I think they get crushed for it if Taiwan Walker starts a playoff game over Chris Sanchez.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, they would still have to win their first round matchup anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good problem to have if you get to that next round.
And I can't worry about the bullpen thing because Taiwan can't throw the bullpen and Chris Sanchez can. I need who's going to give me the best chance pitch one of a game.
All right. Speaking of the bullpen, I think that's probably the other biggest concern heading. I mean, I think, you know, you feel good about where the lineup's at. There are things you can point to. And the back of the lineup hasn't been as good as before, but the big guys are hitting
and
stuff.
The lineup's interesting right now because, and again, I get annoyed, like, bringing up stuff that I brought up on Final Out because I know people have, like, listened to it.
Yes.
But now that you're here, I'm running it by a new audience.
Please. And, you know, I'm sure there are people who just listen to the main pod
kidding.
And all
I'm just kidding. But because the offense right now, it's pretty much Turner, Schwarber, Harper. I know Schwarber didn't have a good series against the Braves. But, like,
right, he's been white hot.
Yeah, those guys are carrying the team. And then they are dealing with collective slumps from Cassianos, JT, Marsh.
Particularly Cassianos,
even Stott
excluded. Yeah.
I mean, Stott has. I mean, he had the home run on Saturday, but or the home run
on Tuesday.
You know, but it's been a lot more. It feels like more chase and strikeouts than Bryson, which we're not used to. And then boom. It's like all of those guys. It seems like are kind of struggling at the same time. The three at the top are out of control, which is great. So if we could just get those guys, you know, turning this.
Well, especially when it's those three, and the fact that, like, if you have, like, let's say you have three guys who are hitting, you might want to space them out a little more in the lineup, too.
I know. It's so funny. Because beginning of the year, it was like, oh, can't wait to get to the bottom of the lineup because the top of the lineup's so bad. And now it's like, oh, thank God. We might score some runs.
Turn it over.
Yeah. I mean, it's how it's supposed to work. So
I agree.
It's good to have
a
normal functioning baseball team.
It's just funny
again.
When the three guys who are hitting home runs on your team are all batting the same in a row, you know? And I know they'll put Harper in four with top lefty and all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've been the best offense in baseball since August 1st, but it's really just been those three going nuts, and the devil's in the details, I guess, when it comes to the offense right now.
Yeah, and look, I feel good about the bats, and I feel good about the playoffs that they'll hit, and, you know, when the moment comes, they did last year, and I'm going to believe that they're going to, assuming, of course, that they make it.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the percentages are.
Yeah, big question.
But,
mark.
Yeah, I mean, like, the rotation and the bullpen,
yep.
You go in, it's question mark.
There's three, I mean, they have question marks at all three. As simple as that.
You're right. But I point is, of the three, the one I feel best about is the lineup.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree there. If you ask me who I feel better about, the bullpen or the starters, I think it's the bullpen.
I do too. So it's one of those things where it's like, obviously you feel better about Zach Wheeler than anything else of all that.
Of
and
my
like,
life,
definitive,
yes.
Yeah, definitively
well,
better.
Well, I guess you did not.
Like, it wasn't the best outing last time, but you know, you feel good about Wheeler. But I agree with you. I think if you're taking the whole of them both, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and the...
Ranger. If Ranger can be awesome, if you can have Wheeler, Ranger, and then win some bat games, or, you know... I think that could work. I think, look, I mean, the Diamondbacks won a World Series, and granted, they had, you know, two of the greats of all time pitching.
Did
at
you
the top.
Just, what are you doing?
You know what I'm saying? They won a World Series with two pitchers. Like, that team won a World Series because they had two pitchers who pitched great. That was it. That was the reason they won the World Series. And they had a couple guys who had some hits. You know, like Luis Gonzalez had a hit off Mo.
Believe it or not, yes, that's true. That is true. But the bullpen, it's like, you know, I kind of think they're turning it around a little bit. You know, I thought they had a pretty good series against the Braves. I mean, Soto allowed the bomb to Michael Harris in the second deck, but like that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just...
It's Anthony Alvarado. It's going to come down to those guys being those guys.
But is it, though? Because why? It might be Hoffman instead of Sir Anthony.
Oh, I think Hoffman will be one of them, too. But, like, they're all those guys will pitch.
No, I know, okay. I know. But, like, but the difference between
you're
Hoffman...
You're saying Hoffman is, like, the go-to seventh-inning guy or something.
If they have a lead.
Wow.
And they need a righty.
Wow.
I mean, like, that's... That could be what we're talking about. And mm-hmm.
I think Kimbrel's fine.
He has a little dip.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about Kimbrel.
And like, the Rosario at bat was frustrating from a million standpoints, but that's actually not
should have been a strikeout.
It was first off.
It was a strikeout. Like, that was a...
It was a strikeout. JT dropped two straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why you're calling out a million straight fastballs when he had him set up for a curveball the entire time, but who am I? And only the sickos are going to appreciate this, and I know you're going to appreciate this. It was the Sandoval at bat off of Hector Neris all over again, where it's like you have him set up for a splitter, and you throw a fastball, and he hits it. That wasn't a home run, a backbreaking, but it was like same exact like feeling for me.
Sure.
So I think Kimbrel's kind of rounding into form. I think Strom's interesting because he'll have, like, he's sort of like what Soto was doing, where he's like a million good things in a row and then a blow up, and people are like, oh, he's bad. He's not.
Maybe just don't bring him out for a second freaking inning.
Yeah, well.
I feel like so consistent when he comes in a big spot, he gets the freaking job done, and it's like, hey, come on out. And then it's like home run.
Yeah.
Like, it's like every time.
Though, I just, if you're going to keep, if there's a Bilotti, Junior Marte, like, that's the last spot in the bullpen. I just want to see what Orion will do.
Did you see the Dodgers just brought up that kid who has the highest strikeout rate in the minors?
Kyle Hurt. Which is a terrible name. Just a
disaster.
A tough name.
A disaster name. But again, like, that's what, like, yes, you have a dude in the bullpen who has as good a relief arm as anyone in the freaking system right now. Like, of course you bring him up.
What are
you doing?
I think he had a 2-inning save yesterday. He struck out 5. He has the best slider in minor league baseball.
Like, what are we
doing? He doesn't walk a ton of guys.
What are we doing?
So if you can't convince me that he's not better than Bilotti or Junior Marte.
Absolutely. Like, we're not saying come up and put him into the freaking eighth inning of a tie game. We're saying in a spot where you're going to bring in Andrew Bilotti, I would much rather see a Ryan Kirk ring. Like, this isn't even a question in my mind.
I mean, and they have
is he on the 40 man?
No.
Are there any issues with the playoffs and all that? As long as they're in the organization, you can still bring him up?
Yeah. So okay. I'm pretty sure. As long as
I know there's a thing if they're not,
As long as they're up before obviously the playoffs and they make a 40-man spot, I think he's playoff eligible.
Okay.
I think.
Because that would obviously be a big problem.
Totally. And that's totally different. And Sir Anthony, the tough part about Sir Anthony right now and what is, I think, tough for people to grasp is like, well, why do you keep pitching him? Because you have to see if you can get him right.
And we've seen this so many times with him. Like, he is one of those guys who can be like that, where it's like one night he's horrible and the next night it's like, oh,
well,
there he is.
You want to talk about consistency to bits. I mean, this is exactly what he was doing last year.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden he gets in the Cardinals game and it's like, oh my God, best reliever I've seen in the Phillies uniform since 08 Lidge.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. The Cardinals series was out of control. And then obviously he closed out the Braves. Like, he can get hot and go on a run.
Yeah, the only bad moment he had was when it freaking rained on him in that game, the Bedlam game.
Yeah.
Ironically.
So they have to keep pitching him because they have to see. And to Thompson's credit, he's putting him in pretty low leverage spots.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, the sixth inning, I think, both times. That he blew it. So it's not like he's pitching the seventh, eighth, ninth. It's the sixth. Like, get us through this. Let's see if he can figure this out. And then, again, it's going to be the biggest test for how real it is. But if Hoffman pitches like he has the last month, I mean, that's
he's been amazing.
So I know you're a huge fan of Stuff Plus.
You know I am. it's what I go off of.
Yeah.
All my decisions and thoughts are based on Stuff Plus.
And
is that a real stat now?
Is Stuff Plus? It's
a
real stat.
Okay. Yeah.
Not just stuff. See, I at Thanksgiving I have stuffing plus.
Yeah, it's plus.
I have stuffing plus at Thanksgiving.
It's good. It's good. You know my opinion. We should eat stuffing year round. I don't know why we don't.
I agree.
It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, stuffing's
great. Delightful. It's the best part of Thanksgiving. And it's like, all right, have that next year.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, see you next year.
Yeah.
It's like the Christmas tree.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, we'll see you once a year, stuffing.
Yes.
Good take.
Thank you.
Shocking from you.
It is a shocking. I come up with one of those.
No, because Alex Coffey tweeted it out, and he was 11th in all of baseball and stuff plus.
Wow.
Which is, and he's just, when he's, and he's cut out walking people, so now it's just like 97 right at you with a Lidge-like slider.
Yeah.
So I mean, if he's real, it just increases. So that's why down the stretch here, I need to see him in more seventh, eighth,
big spots.
Like he's coming in big spots, but it's been more emergency.
It's like when Alvarado's struggling. All right, let's bring Hoffman in to get out of it.
Yeah,
and he usually does, unless Alec Bohm, you know, misses a baseball or whatever.
Exactly. But if it could be like a 6-4 seventh, eighth, and just see what he looks like, just a clean inning, like come in and see if you can do this. That's something they have to figure out the next 2 weeks.
I mean, the stuff's there, and it always has been. There's a reason he was, what was he, 13th pick in the draft or whatever
He was ninth.
Ninth, whatever. Top 10 pick in the draft. Like, the stuff has always been there. Like, it's never been a question of the stuff. At the point where it's like, you made the key point. He's not walking guys now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it's also, you know, then it's the nerves of it, and, you know, we've seen other guys do it in those spots and all that. So it's going
to
be a fascinating
That's why
decision.
I need to figure it out before the postseason
100%.
Starts.
100%. All right. You. Take back in a sec. Shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week. And this is an awesome place. We spent opening day there. We had the best time at Tavola Restaurant and Bar. Shout out to our guy, Scott and Delco, the manager there. We love Scott. If you go in there, say hi to Scott. He's a fan of the IOPS pod. Tavola Restaurant and Bar is today's Miller Lite Bar of the Week. It's at Springfield Country Club in Springfield, Delaware County, where you can watch all Phillies games with a $4 Miller Lite bottle special. Go to Tavola's. That's TAVOLAS.com. Tavola's.com. Miller Lite Bar of the Week.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
All right, Fritzy, take back.
Take back.
Take back. It is kind of crazy. We're not a produce stuff.
No, we don't produce.
Hilarious.
Anything.
Hilarious. Ironic. That we don't have like a, it's the take back or some sort of like thing. Like,
well,
we could have done that over the years.
I know, but we could at least yell, take back. Or
take back.
Something like that.
We should do that. We should do our own producing in you know, like live.
Just not
production.
At home. Because the mic will blow out, and because my mic picks up everything very loudly.
Yeah, your mic is so intense.
It's the worst.
I'm getting a new mic for my end of things. But your mic is like so hot.
I'm thinking about, I might get an.
We're going to go to Rod Lake and our boss and say, Rod, we need new
demand
mics.
Demand a new mic.
Hey, come on, all right? You know, well, the least you can do is get us a freaking microphone. Thank you.
Damn it. Anyway, so I need to know if I'm alone here or if you feel it while watching.
Okay, good.
Them.
I love this. I love these lead-ins.
And I hope this doesn't ruin how people watch this guy, although he ruins most things. But don't you feel like every time Taiwan Walker gets an out, it's by accident? Like, if you watch him.
I do feel like there are a lot of, like, balls hit off him that a fielder grabs and throws to first.
It's like, every time he gets an out, I feel like it's like, oh, neat. You know what I mean? Like, because it's every.
This is great.
If you watch it every time thinking he's getting an out by accident here, it'll completely change how you watch Taiwan Walker.
I'm very excited. This is actually the most excited I've been to watch Taiwan Walker in a while. So thank you for that.
Yeah. He's just, I don't.
Again, by accident.
I don't understand how a big leaguer can, like, it's just, you're not even close to the strike zone.
I know. And again, I still can't, like, I don't get the diminished velocity early. Like, I still don't get that. Why is every other pitcher able to come out and throw as hard as they can in the first inning, and you can't? Like, it makes no sense to me.
Yes.
Real quick, before we move on from Walker, like, you know.
We never move on from Walker.
That's where I'm going. Like, great. Just as a, you know, if we're going to be, you know, we open our, bare our hearts to the IHOP's listeners and lay ourselves bare and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
How disappointing is the whole Walker thing? Like, when Taiwan signed, it was like, this is pretty freaking cool. Like, my kid, Walker, they just got there's a Walker jersey that says Walker. Like, it's a really neat thing. My kid, when he's like 3 years old and knows what his name, two years old, knows what's like, hey, here's your name on a Phillies jersey. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
How disappointing is
Well,
this?
At like, least he'll know who to boo first. Something that's the big takeaway. Yeah, I think he'll have a good idea of who the first.
Like, you ruined my name.
Yeah, you're ruining the namesake.
I just want to get digging.
But it does tough. It is tough because, like, you know, all you hear on the station, all you hear, you know.
Walker sucks. Walker's killing me.
Walker's a liability.
That's got to be, like, jarring. I know I will say when, like, because there weren't really many Jameses in Philly sports at the time I've worked in Philly sports. So when we got Harden here, and all of a sudden, like, when people are talking to the radio, they're like, James! And I'm like, what? James! And I'm like,
yeah, but no one calls him James, though.
No, but they do. They do. And then Bradbury, I got James's now, and it always throws me off. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, Tom Walker's ruining everything. Anyway, have you noticed that Rocio Iglesias is the new Jonathan Broxton?
Dude, Bryce Harper owns his soul.
It's almost reached.
Did you hear the numbers when they said it's like he's like 4 of 6 with 4 homers or something? Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
It's a lot.
Or 4 of 8 with 4 homers. It's like nuts.
I think it's 4 of 8 with 4 homers.
Yeah.
And so like because he used to own Julio Teheran.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Rossi Iglesias.
Love it.
And I need them to come here again.
Yeah.
And it's Rossi Iglesias in a big moment.
So
in a playoff game.
I actually thought about it as it was happening at Harper at the Homer, and they're talking about it. Like, I was like, if you come here in the playoffs, like, can you close him if Harper's coming up? Like, I'm not kidding. Like, do you go to Minter or do you go to someone else in that spot?
Dude.
He's your closer. Like, you don't, teams don't do that. But, like, you can't let, or do they just walk hard? Like, they can't let that guy throw pitches to Bryce Harper in a big spot.
I always forget how much I can't stand AJ Minter.
Like, I think, I don't, because you've brought this up so many times.
I think I've come to the realization, I don't think he's ever going away. Like, he's been a Brave since like 2013, I swear. Yeah. Like, I have seen so much AJ Minter.
Well, relievers so rarely stay with teams for that long, especially non-closers. Like, you'll see a closer stick around for a while or whatever. It's so rare that like a middle reliever is just on the team for like a decade. Like that doesn't happen that often.
Well, they did that with Moylan. Peter Moylan was there forever.
Yeah, he was there for a while.
I feel like Feliciano was a Met for a million
decent amount, but not that many years.
AJ Minter, I have just come to the realization, he's never, like, for the rest of my life, he's going to be a Brave. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I agree with that.
I can't take it.
Yeah.
I can't. And he still throws 97. And now he's mixing it. Anyway. but Iglesias is the new Broxton.
Yeah.
He's the new Broxton.
Love it.
I think the worst, it was the worst sequence of the season was easily the JT 3-pitch strikeout into the Castellanos immediate double play. It's just like, and people
let's do the bonding things. We didn't talk about stuff. Like, I mean, Rob Thompson just being like, again, this is the most honest human on the planet. He's like, yeah, I don't think he even knows how to bunt. Like, what? And I get it.
He hasn't,
like,
bunted since 2015.
And I understand it. I understand that that's where baseball is and these guys are never asked to bunt. But like, we're boomers, I'm sorry, in this case. But like, I'm sorry, every Major League Baseball player should know how to bunt. Like, I'm sorry. I know that sounds like such a boomery thing, and I don't want them to bunt. Like, there are very few spots where I want them to bunt. In that spot, you have to bunt. Like, JT Romito has to freaking be able to get a freaking bunt on the ground in that spot. And I don't blame Rob Thompson for not bunting him in that spot because he doesn't know how to bunt. Like, that's cool. But like, I know that you have a limited amount of time to work on what you work on, but you're telling me you can't spend 20 minutes a day, whatever, just teach them how to square up a freaking bat and get a bat on a ball and stick it in the freaking ground? Like, it's not that hard. Sorry.
There it is.
Boomer segment over.
That was very boomer of you.
It was, but you know, again, like, I'm sorry, sometimes boomers are right with this stuff. Like, that is like as basic baseball as it gets.
Do you know how many sacrifices the Braves have this year?
Two.
Two.
Yeah. I know. I'm not saying I want teams to bunt a lot. I'm just saying.
I love a good bunt.
I do. I will say the Korean bunt derby is one of the most thrilling things you can watch. It is like the most oddly like stimulating thing ever. You just
imagine
there, like,
doing that at the All-Star game.
So great. I love
it's
it.
So funny.
But look, Stubbsy, I don't want to bunny and stuff, but like, if there is a situation, especially with a freaking playoff game, like what if there were a playoff game in that spot? Yeah. And you're telling me that, that you're a baseball player who can't lay down a bunt when he has to? Like, that all these guys can't lay bunts down when they have to? Like, that does bother me. It does. I'm sorry.
I don't want Castellanos bunting.
No,
there's no way
I don't think he'd handle it. No. But again, like, they should all be able to handle it. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
So that was the one Thompson criticism. The other Thompson criticism was not putting in Garrett Stubbs. It's like, imagine walking back into the locker room and say, I just pinch it, JT Realmuto for Garrett Stubbs.
I knew he wasn't going to. Like, there was no way that was ever going to happen.
It's not worth it. I mean, just...
Yeah, it's not worth it. Again, it's not worth the human part of it. Yes. It's not worth, like, talking to JT and saying, you know... But again, like, you could also be like, hey, JT, learn how to bunt, and I won't freaking pinch it.
He doesn't have to learn how to bunt. He can't strike out there.
I agree, can't strike out there. Like, hit the ball to the right side.
Do
I
a
get
job.
It. I get it.
You
do
can
a job.
You can throw the ball in the air, get him over in another way.
I agree with that, but you don't disagree, right? Like, in a perfect world, these guys freaking bunt. Sorry. Bleep. I'll bleep.
I just don't get how you talk on the air every day.
I know.
And you never curse.
I know.
And then the second you step into a podcast, it's like you're a sailor.
I know.
Like, I just, that doesn't compute in my head.
I don't know. I don't either. It's a great point by you. I'm a weird man.
The final thing in my take back. Well, one thing before the final thing.
Oh, good.
Again, and I don't want.
Pre-final.
I don't need
final
you to get all riled up again.
Okay. Was that riled up? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't need the Braves. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're right. I will not freak out, but like.
I understand sportsmanship. I get it. It's just, and maybe they're using it as fuel.
I thought it was a disgrace.
Like
that's the word I'll use. I thought it was disgraceful.
Don't need it.
An embarrassment.
And I hope that.
Like, if you want to just put Atlanta Braves champs, like, I wouldn't do that even, but fine. Do not say congratulations.
Yeah, just,
like, are you kidding me?
Unless
they're your biggest rival.
Unless Major League Baseball forces them to do that.
Agree. And that, like, might be the case. I don't know that.
A photo op and, like, yeah. We want this moment.
But, like,
and people comparing it to the Astros last year.
They're not a rival. What are you talking about?
I know. Just, it I didn't need it.
I totally agree. I thought, again, and if Major League Baseball made them do it, which is absolutely possible, like, then fine. I get it. You don't have a choice. But if that was a decision made by someone in the organization, like, don't ever do that again, please.
Well, it's like the letting the Mets fan throw out the first pitch.
So many people brought that up today, and it's a perfect analogy. It's like the perfect analogy. Yep.
And the one thing I do hope out of that, and this is starting to think about a possible deep run, I know Castellanos stayed for a while and watched it.
Yeah. It seemed like there were a few guys on the bench kind of.
I hope they stayed and watched it. That's all I want. I hope they stayed and watched.
And here's what I'll say, outside of obviously the, you know, Rob Thompson bulletin board material and all that, but like, I do dig this Phillies Braves thing. Like, it does feel like there's something brewing here.
Well,
like the
Wheeler
dude being like, what's his name? And all, like, there's hate here.
There's hate.
Like, and obviously we as fans have it, but you know, let's go back to the boomer thing. Like, I'm all
I
in for sports
hate.
Hate. Yes.
Hate.
Like, yes.
Hate.
I grew up hating these people. I want to keep hating them. All right. Like, enough of this. Like, enough of this kinder, gentler.
Too
like,
much love.
Rats. Yes. I was about to curse again. Bleep them. That's
yeah.
What I was saying.
No, I just, and if you want to start, if you want, I think this is the appropriate time to bring up positivity.
Yeah, I think so too. Good point. Yeah. Right.
Is that. They hung with the Braves the majority of the mm-hmm. series. They had a chance to take 3 or 4. And I think they create a little... Like, Snitker came out and said, I don't want to play this team.
Yeah, he said, it's a team I most don't want to play.
And that's good. Good.
I agree. That gets in that Braves head. These guys know that they can fight back in these spots on it. And look, they were worse than the Braves in the regular season last year handily as well. Like, the Braves were a way better team last year. Now, the Braves this year are even better than they were last year. But the Phillies... beat them in the playoffs. Like, the baseball players are chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, anyone can win. It's mm-hmm. just what it is.
It is. You know? And it's so funny now. Now, I know you don't check your mentions, but, I check my mentions. I don't, like, they don't get in my head.
Good. I'm proud
but
of you,
it
buddy.
Is funny. Some definitely get in my head. Like, that's not true. Like,
that's a quick turnaround.
Be better gets in my head yeah. every single time.
I bet.
Although, don't take that for, because if you start doing that to me as a High Hopes listener, I'm not going to associate with you High Hopes, and I'm going to forget.
Yeah, and then
and
you
I'm
won't,
probably
yeah.
going to block you.
Yeah, it won't be good. Now, then you're missing out.
I'm going to mute and move on.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to come to an event and say, hey,
please, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. No. But there's a lot of, like, people like, well, this no shot they have a deep playoff run this year. And it's like, maybe you're right. but no one thought they were going. Like,
it's so dumb. They were the sixth seed last year. They had 87 wins.
I can't do the. They're gonna. They have no shot going deep. It's like, well,
of course they
all thought that last year.
Every single team in the playoffs has a shot.
Yes,
like it's just the way baseball works. So, I will say this Braves lineup though is like,
it's insane.
It's one of the best lineups I think I've ever seen in my lifetime. Watching in a regular season, like I think it's one of the best I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, that's honestly how I feel about it.
And I hope they get rid of their trash cans in the postseason. There's just no way.
The numbers are absurdity.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
really good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And somehow they're on every pitch.
Acuna is, dude's going to go 40-70. I mean, it's like, yes. I didn't think that was possible. And are you finally willing, I know you probably aren't, but are you finally willing to admit that Matt Olson does not suck at baseball?
I still think the swing's going to be hard for him to catch up to fastballs with that swing. Official take.
God, he
51 home runs. I didn't. Also, another thing, like, we have to keep throwing the balls back. Like, we have to stop the game to give Matt Olson another home run ball.
I know.
Whatever.
Enough.
I had a so much pain.
I think enough is the big, like, enough, Phillies. All right? Yeah. Enough.
Yeah. Again, another thing in take back that I forgot about the take back that I want to get to.
Good.
I mean this totally truthfully. You might not agree with me.
Okay.
And I don't think many people do.
Okay.
I would have rather the Mets gotten Shohei Ohtani than David Stearns.
I don't think there's any question. Of course I agree. I meant to bring this up. I mean, that's the worst thing that's happened in the National League East in a year.
But, they're going to hire counsel.
Dude, you think he'll leave Milwaukee to go there? Yeah. I mean, Stearns is a freaking genius.
And now with Cohen.
With Cohen. Payroll, yeah. Yeah, like this is not good.
Mayday!
Yeah, to win now. Guys, take advantage of this little window here because, you know, that's going to be pretty good.
We got Ani coming.
Yeah. Did you see that thing, which I've talked about the Braves and the division, that list of like the best and worst contracts in all of baseball, like the most tradable and least tradable contracts?
Oh, yeah.
The Braves had like 8 of the top 12 or whatever. it's like they had like the best at like 6 positions in terms of like what was judged the best contract in the sport.
Yeah. So again, the National League East is just turning into a monster.
It really is, man.
Turning into a monster.
Yeah, and look, the Marlins are much better run. Kim Ng's done a nice job down there. It's tough. It's tough,
especially because like a lot of these teams are going to stay together for once they get good, they'll stay together.
Well, and this Braves team ain't going anywhere.
No,
they're all signed.
This is just starting.
Yeah, they're all signed. They're all young and they're all awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
what can you do?
Yeah, hey.
But speaking of
chaos, playoff or chaos.
Speaking of awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, when the hell did Michael Harris start hitting .295 again?
I know. I know. It's like he's a nine hitter. It's like, when did this happen?
I remember the beginning of the year. It's like, oh, he's having a down year. He's batting
it's like sophomore slump. This is great.
Yeah, good. Finally, they got one wrong.
Now he's hitting tank shots.
Yeah.
They all hit tank shots.
Yes.
Like, does anyone in that lineup not hit the ball 400 feet when they hit it? Like, it's so annoying. All right.
Relax.
It's a podcast. I could say that one.
The Phillies, the one thing I was thinking about is that the big thing that I need next year, and the thing that they've kind of struggled with the last couple of years, but I feel like winning teams do this more, and they did it 07 to 11 a lot. I feel like the 90s Yankees did this a lot. The Braves, I feel like, do it. I need like the semi-cooked older player that is on the bench that can come in and do a job. Like, ideally work. Like, I like the young kids, but I feel like they have a lot of young guys on the bench that are only available. Like, Jake Cave's a journeyman. Like, he's never a good player. Mm-hmm. I need like a semi-cooked older veteran guy.
Like Josh Harrison was.
Like Josh Harrison
yeah,
was.
Yeah, like that idea. That's what you're talking about.
That can come in and
Get you a big hit when you need it. Or like, you're not going to freak out if they're pinch hitting in the eighth inning of a big time playoff game.
Yeah, we don't have that.
No, we don't.
We got a bunch of young guys. And like, the fact that like Rodolfo Castro Rodolfo Castro was not able to hit for Marsh the other night. You know, that's an example of this where it's like that's the spot where, listen, I think Marsh just do a job, obviously, hit the ball in the air and it's Brad Hand. But
Brad freaking Hand.
But
shutting us down.
Two nights in a row.
I know.
But if they could, that's what I need next year. Like, I think one more addition in the bullpen, I think it goes from a good to a great. And give me that kind of bench guy.
Love it. I like that you're looking at next year already.
Well, that's what happens when they lose 5-7 at home, as I start thinking, how can I build next year's
game? Yeah, well, the Braves, did you think about the fact that the Braves have won 18 of the last 28 National League East titles?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes.
It's pretty annoying.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Enough.
Enough of the Braves.
Coming out tomorrow night, Liberty Grounds is going to be awesome. We're going to start a winning streak because we're playing the Cardinals. It's going to be good.
Hopefully.
It's going to be awesome. Coming out. Until then, he's finished.